It's Y-Rock on XPN. Joey O here with one of our favorite Philly local bands. I have Steve, Rick, Krista, and Scott, the Swimmers. How's it going, guys?
Hey.
Good. Great.
It's going great.
How are you?
I'm good. Congratulations. The new album, People Are Soft, is available now. This was your second album, obviously. The first one was a couple years. When did the first album come out? 3 years ago?
Actually, no. We recorded it 3 years ago. It only came out March 2008.
Okay. So I think we had some of the songs maybe in advance we were playing.
Yeah.
So it feels like it was a while ago.
It was a while ago,
yes.
Yeah.
What was the difference between, you know, making the second album versus making the first one?
It was a different process for sure, but there was also, like you said, there was a lot of time in between, so we made some pretty different aesthetic decisions too. This record we did all at home in our own studio, recording and mixing and everything. So we were able to do it's a lot more affected. It's a lot more, we spent a lot of time with just like, you know, reverbs and distortions and synthesizers and just things that made it a lot more particularly ours, rather than the last one was more sort of a good representation of the songs that we were playing at the time. This one is more affected in studio record, I guess.
That's something I did notice right away. There's a lot more like buzzy noises going on.
Yeah.
A lot of the keyboard stuff of Chris's, but also your guitars, definitely has a lot of cool effects things going on. I'm like, you know, the first album was more maybe, I don't want to say stripped down, but more straightforward, the songs.
Right.
And this, you can tell you're like branching out and playing around with, you know, studio sounds, like you said.
Yeah, we discovered Reason more than ever this time around.
The program Reason, yes.
Yeah.
Not the concept of.
No. I'm talking about Reason in life.
The programs we use were Reason and Logic, so that helps you think about the record. It doesn't really make sense, though.
Well, you have your instruments here, so let's hear a couple songs. Let's start with, I love we were talking about the guitar sounds. I love your guitar riff on this song, Shelter, so let's hear that one first.
Great.
Cool. It's The Swimmers. It's live on Y-Rock on XPN. Y-Rock on XPN. My name is Joey, and that is The Swimmers. We just heard two songs from them live in the studio, What This World Is Coming To, which song we've been playing lately here on Y-Rock, and before that was Shelter. So tell us a little about those two songs.
Shelter was sort of written during the recording process. It was, I guess, the line at the end, safe in my shelter, was just kind of about just spending so much time by myself in the studio behind our house recording these songs while the world seemed to be in a time of entropy. I don't know. There was just a lot of things going on around outside. So that was sort of the concept behind the song. But What This World Is Coming To was written a little earlier. I don't know. It had a very different formation. Like, the first demo was very, like, quiet and acoustic. And then we just kind of just really started just, like, chopping it up and doing a lot of different things with it. So it ended up a lot more schizophrenic and I don't know, all over the place than what the original demo was, but I like the final version myself.
That's what's great about having your own studio at home is you get a lot of time. You know, you don't have the restraints of, you know, paying studio money, you know, so you have all the time in the world to chop things up and pass them back and forth.
That can be a plus or a negative, though, because then you get stuck, endlessly,
you
know.
You take it too far, but
fortunately, we actually finished the record.
how many hand claps do we want to loop on this song?
Right, exactly. Right.
You also made a video for that song, which is a really fun and disturbing video for it.
Yeah.
Tell me about that one. I mean, you end up with, you know, an axe in your head at one point, and there's, like, the whole scene where you guys are standing in that garden at the end. Mm-hmm. That was how did you, like, shoot that? Like, climbing up on different ledges and trestles, I guess?
Rick had the toughest job on that. I put him up on the, I built, like, a 10-foot pole, literally. And
Rick can levitate.
Tiny platform.
Tiny platform up there.
I was strapped in. The straps were disguised by my bass and some well-placed ivy, but yeah, it was a little bit scary at first, but then we just did a few takes and it
worked. You can still see the shape of his body in the ivy. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Mark.
Well, where'd you film it? Somewhere in the city?
It was at our house. That part was in our neighbor's backyard, but all the scenes inside the house are inside our house, and we go outside into the backyard. And it's not supposed to be disturbing as much as reverse disturbing.
Yeah. Well, if you haven't seen the video, things happen sort of in reverse.
Right. I start out with a head wound, and then Scott actually removes the head wound with an axe rather than giving me a head wound. So
with an axe.
And your shirt is cut and then cut back into place.
Right, exactly.
So it's on your website.
It's theswimmers.com,
yes.
But the MySpace is what has the video.
That's what I was going to say.
Which is MySpace Hello Swimmers.
Okay. And you made a video for Heaven, too, which I remember that, too. I'm like, oh, you had local bands don't get to do a lot of videos. You've done multiple videos by now.
Yeah, they're both just very DIY things. Like, the Heaven one was just rolling a piano down the street, so.
Which was also, I'm guessing, somewhere in your neighborhoods in
that
Philadelphia.
That was our street in front of our house, yeah.
We benefited from having student help from our label.
Sure.
And equipment, so that's allowed us to get a little more ambitious with some of these video projects than maybe we otherwise would have.
Yeah, our label is Mad Dragon, which is run out of Drexel, so we get to use a lot of the resources. So
how many bands are on Mad Dragon right now? There's a couple. Hoots and Hellmouth are still there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Andrew Lipke and some others. There's, I guess, four or five.
You said, you know, the students help out in different ways, too. They help with the video, too. That's really cool as well, so.
Yeah, I mean, It's a lot of student involvement, but it's there's also professors that are that have been in the music business for a while that definitely help gear things towards things that need to happen. But students help out with a lot of different projects. So
cool. So you're gonna be playing World Cafe on Friday, November 20th, and you have a couple other shows here and there. Are you gonna do more national touring on the way eventually?
This fall, we're really just doing East Coast stuff.
And hopefully more like after Christmas, because, you know, people don't usually tour
exactly,
at, like,
yeah,
in December anyway.
Come out pretty late, so, yeah.
Yeah, maybe next year, 2010, you'll be heading out more
exactly.
Expansively.
Yeah.
Let's hear one more song. Let's hear 100 Hearts.
Cool.
It's The Swimmers. The new album is People Are Soft. It's available now. You can see them live and in person at World Cafe Live on Friday, November 20th. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
What a pretty little pill that you're taking. So hard, you were trying to pull out all of the teeth from the lion, but you just got a fatal wound. Somehow you keep living through. Must be something in your blood that makes you keep on pulling.
That's 100 Hearts from the Swimmers. It's Y-Rock on XPN. You're listening to the Y-Pod podcast. And we're going to hear one more bonus song here. It's Give Me the Sun. You want to tell us, Chris, you sing lead on this? You want to talk about it?
Yeah. Well, it's just a really fun song, and it didn't take us very long to pull it together. And it's probably one of our favorites to play, and it's definitely a lot of fun to sing.
Cool. Yeah, we kind of recorded it after everything else was finished because we realized that we needed a more fun song to play live. So
we also never knew Krista could sing like that until then.
She sang Garage.
Yes, that's right. You did pronounce it like that.
It worked so well that we decided we had to make it into a song.
Not to confuse with, it's Weezer, In the Garage.
Right.
He sings it Garage, not Garage. It's the Swimmers on Y-Rock.
Outside, we have no